Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And this next word, the question that's being asked him is, how will this administration, talking about this presidential administration, handle religious liberties? Let's hear what he has to say.
I don't believe that they're going to discriminate. I don't believe that that's the answer. Because we don't want to create dividing walls. We want to create, see, Jesus wasn't that way. He never discriminated. You know, he said, he was without sin, cast the first stone. And we knew who we were talking about, what he was talking about. It's not about discriminating against somebody and telling them they can't. It's about loving people unconditionally. And I do believe that the administration, I do believe if he prays, if he seeks God, and I do believe he will. I do believe, Vice President-elect Pence will. I do believe that they'll seek God for wisdom. And if you seek God for wisdom, you'll make correct decisions. And if you make correct decisions, you'll see a greater impact. But I do believe that, you know what? What does it take? You have to love, you know, people are going to make bad decisions. And people are going to be, you know, there's going to be all walks of life and, you know, this way and that way. But we don't receive them or reject them because of what's going on in the natural. You can't reject their heart. Because you know what? Everyone at the end of the day is looking to be loved. Everyone at the end of the day wants to be loved. And you know what? And if you reject them because of who they are, then we're basically doing what the Bible told us not to do. And Jesus told us to love and to love our enemies, not to discriminate and hate. And he was the author of peace and unity. And that's what we try to be.
I think about the author of peace and unity. And that's definitely lines up with what God's word says and about how important it is to see God in other people, that we're creating the image and the likeness of God, and that, you know, check our love gauge.
Yeah.
We're finding out and are exploring through the Dream Center is that the reason why 9 out of 10 people, Christians, who go to church on a regular basis, who are born, raised in the church, live their life in the church and then buried, 9 out of 10 statistics say they will not tell one person about God.
Wow.
And but yet we complain about how people act who don't know God.
Yeah.
And not realizing that we're the solution. But the only thing that motivates us to do that is if we love them.
Right.
I mean, the only thing that's going to motivate you is if you care. People don't care what you know till they know how much you care. I mean, and so I think, you know, one good thing that we can all do is begin to say, God, give me your heart. Help me to feel. Help me to be sensitive to your heart towards people and understand the forgiveness in my life. And that you want to offer that same forgiveness for whoever else. But it only happens when we begin to move in love.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.